charge of the sea. Been as wise, or at least been as merry as we. He'd have thought better on't, and instead of his brine, he'd have filled the vast ocean with generous wine. What trafficking then would have been on the main, for the sake of good liquor as well as for gain? No fear then of tempest or danger of sinking. The fishes ne'er drown, they are always a-drain. They are always a-drinking. The hot, thirsty sun then would drive with more haste, secure in the evening of such a repast. And when he got tipsy, would have taken his nap with double the pleasure in Thetis's lap. With double the pleasure in Thetis's lap. By the force of his rays, and thus heated with wine, consider how gloriously Phoebus would shine. What vast exhalation he'd draw upon high, to relieve the poor earth as it wanted supply. How happy us mortals, when blessed with such rain, to fill all our vessels and fill them again. Nay, even the beggar who has ne'er a dish might jump in the river and drink like a fish. What mirth and contentment on everyone's brow. Hob great as a prince dancing after the plow. The birds in the air as they play on the wing, although they but sip, would eternally sing. Although they but sip, would eternally sing. Know that they were as happy as mortals below. What had we then enjoyed? Our spirits e'er rising, our fancy ne'er cloyed. A pox then on Neptune, when 'twas in his power to let slip like a fool such a fortunate hour. To let slip like a fool, such a fortune.